Okay, Gedevach, I hope everyone is doing well. We are currently studying Mishnayos and Masechta Taros. We are in the second perek, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, and just a friendly reminder that we study all of our Mishnayos, Lili Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Mishnah begins by discussing the Tumah chain for Truma. So the Mishnah begins, HaRishon V'Hasheni Shebetruma Tameim U'metamim. When you have a Rishon, a truma that is a rishon or a sheni that touches kodesh. So the Mishnah says the truma that's a rishon or a sheni is tamei itself, and it conveys tuma to kodesh as well. It's able to become tamei and it's able to convey tuma. Ashlishi, but as far as truma is concerned, posel v'lo metamei. When truma that is a shlishi touches kodesh, then the kodesh becomes a revi, but it cannot go ahead and make something else. Puzzle. And so we see that Kodesh in that situation is referred to as puzzle, not Tame. And that's what we say, the Shlishi has the ability to be to posel and not to be Metame. It disqualifies the thing it touches, but it doesn't become Tame because the Tame chain is broken. Right? And the Mishnah continues, V'haravi nechal b'nezirah kodesh, but if the truma is a revi, it has been touched by a shlishi, so it does not have any status whatsoever. And so therefore, by definition, it can be even eaten together with other truma in other food as well. The Mishnah continues and says, HaRishon V'Hasheni V'Hashlishi Sheba Kodesh, if we're dealing with sacrificial food, with Lechem HaPanim, for instance, that comes into contact and is a Rishon, or is a Sheni, or is a Shlishi, Tameim U'metamim, they are able to become Tamei, they are able to convey the Tumah chain beyond themselves and the thing that they touch. Haravi Posel, when it comes to Kodesh, it itself is disqualified, below metami, but it doesn't carry the tuma forward. Hachamishi, the fifth level, nechal b'nezirah kodesh, that is going to be able to be consumed in nezirah kodesh inside truma food. It's so not tame, it itself is not a problem. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic Gutavach.